Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. And if you cannot listen to this entire show today, this show is rebroadcasted right here on KSBN on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and on Sundays at 9 p.m. As an educational show, many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with our content, you will need to listen to all these shows to garner what Republic Review is and how we can reclaim the Republic together. Because I can't do this by myself, and there is no Superman or Wonder Woman or Bionic Man or Woman or what have you to do this for us. We actually have to be together on this, and we have to be united in this fight. Do not forget that you can download these podcasts at ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to stay informed. Local announcements. The Republican Coffee Club this Sunday will have Cindy Zapataki, the Citizens Alliance for Property Rights, and she will be providing good insight for those of us that want to understand how these progressive policies are affecting us. And on April 13th, next week, we'll have Spokane Valley Mayor Rod Higgins out to speak to us as to what's going on in the valley. And so what Rob Chase does here is an incredible service. And it would be great to start seeing other businesses getting behind Rob in making maybe these things free, you know, and helping us, you know, provide this kind of information, just like what Northwest Grassroots does. I mean, what these guys do, what Cecily, actually, guy and gal, what Cecily and John do for this community is incredible. And they provide all sorts of great content every month. They put on events like they just did. And it's sad that we don't see enough support. And so we've got to start changing this, folks. We're going to have to start getting involved and supporting these folks. And okay, so maybe down the road in the past, I might have said something that's offended your feelings. Maybe one of these other players here has offended your feelings, or we just can't get along because somebody said something to somebody else. And we took offense to that. We have to start putting aside these petty differences, and we have to start really applying, let's just say, that Christian principle of forgiveness and letting the, you know, bygones be bygones. I think it's very critical, and I learned this just recently, and I put this in a eulogy of some in a funeral I was just attended, and I basically said that the person I was eulogizing would ask that everybody figure out how to bury the hatchet, but most importantly, forget about where that hatchet's buried. We have to move on. We have to start making more with our lives and doing more, because what we're doing is just not enough. And so we're going to get into that in this show. So don't forget, next week is the Northwest Grassroots Movie Night. And it will be on Wednesday, April 11th. So please make sure that you attend, because this is actually a very special day. And I think, yeah, I want to make sure I got that date right. Yep, it is the 11th. And I want to make sure that you go, because it's Cecily's birthday. So go attend, maybe take a little cake or something and show your appreciation, because, you know, where would you be on your birthday? You'd probably be out celebrating instead of providing a great service for the community. That is what Northwest Grassroots, Cecily and John, are doing. They're actually putting aside a lot of things in their personal life to try to help this community. And they need our support. And I can go on and on, but I'm going to let it go there. So let me literally move on here, and I will say that if you've been listening to my national show, this week I've actually been going through the bullets of my irrefutable argument for Republic Review. I have an executive summary, and one of the governors campaigning in Georgia for governor, his name's Mark Erbach. He is all for Republic Review, and what he's asked me for is a line by line kind of bullet, high level, 50,000 foot level of Republic Review. And so what I have done is I've placed these bullets together as I went through my executive summary and said boom, 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 boom. And so what I'm doing is I'm going through these bullets, and these bullets are actually a part of the executive summary along with the flow chart of what the structure of Republic Review and how it functions is a part of this executive summary as well. If you haven't got that, if you haven't purchased your executive summary, then you may want to, because I think you'll find it it's a little more detailed, and it is on spot. Nobody can tell me that this is not what we need to do. It is precisely what we need to do. Anyway, you may want to download these podcasts, maybe except for Monday, because I had a big technical glitch on Monday, and it was just very hard for me to focus on what the heck I was talking about, because I was having to do a lot of troubleshooting on what the heck happened and why I didn't have my music and all my ads and bumpers and everything else. And so anyway, you may want to not listen to Mondays, but if you do listen to my podcast, you will actually be able to walk through the details of Republic Review or the argument for it. And based on that, if you think I'm wrong, please call me. I would love to find, you know, somebody that's actually found the real problem with what I'm asserting. And I think my wife would love that too, because I believe that she would probably love to see me, you know, going off and spending my time doing other things instead of risking, you know, our time and so forth the way I am. So anyway, I believe I've also mentioned that I'm working with a PAC in a few states. And so I'm actually working pretty hard at that. And I'm actually hoping to have the founder of Focus come in and actually talk. But actually, before we get into it, I just want you to know that coming up in the next segment and the following segment, so the next two segments, I'm going to actually have Tony Keepy in the studio. And we've talked about his frustrations and his process in running for city council last year, as we just had Mike Munch and as we've had Ed Pace, and as we hope to have Caleb Collier, and as we hope to have Matthew Howes and Tim Benn and others come in, so that we can hopefully not repeat some of these problems that have, let's say, just slapped us in the backside as to not being able to gain control and being able to move our local government, whether that be the city of Spokane and others, like maybe the county commissioners and so forth, in the right direction. Even more importantly, in talking to Tony, he actually introduced me to a very fascinating gal, and I'm actually going to have her come in probably in the next week or two to talk about the election process. This is an election observer. This is somebody that completely volunteers their time. They've been doing this for a long time. I would say that this person doesn't believe that they're, you know, the foremost authority. They point to somebody else, and I may actually have that person in as well, but they sure come across as they really know what they're doing. And bottom line, you know what wins elections? You will find out it is the election process that wins elections. And I think when you start hearing some of the information that I was hearing, I believe you'll be a little bit peeved and a little bit upset, and you will probably say, we've got to stop this. And I agree. This is why we've got to start getting involved. This is why we can no longer allow complacency in the process. We actually have to start stepping in, because the progressives have been taking advantage of our complacency for the longest time. Oh, well, they're doing things right. There's a huge assumption there, a huge assumption. And we can't do that anymore. You know what happens when you assume? Everybody knows the little, you know, cute little adage for that. And so we have to start stepping in, and we have to start taking back our government if we are a self-governed people. Anyway, as you can tell, we're up at a hard break, and when we come back, I will have Tony Kepi, and we are going to talk about his run for city council. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Hey folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobistrip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so we are back, and we actually have Tony Kepi in the studio. So, thank you so much, Tony, for coming in and making this time. I hope you understand the reason I'm asking you and all the other candidates that had lost in the last election, what were the factors in all of that? But I think first and foremost, what was the factor or what was the big driver or impetus that got you involved that said, you know what, I'm going to inject myself and I'm going to inject misery into my life and my family in trying to run for office? What was that driver?
I'm very fortunate that my wife is very supportive. And I said, I'm so tired of what's happening in Spokane City, what our city council is doing. I believe I can make a difference. I'm going to run for city council. And she said, whatever you want to do, I'll support you 100%.
And I actually support you, too. And I hope that you still have the drive in you. So that's probably the next logical question. Are you planning on running again?
Well, I saved all my political signs. So they're in my garage right now. They're all ready to go out.
Okay.
Once I make an announcement again, I guess it'll be next December.
Next December. So,
or this December for next year.
Okay. So I guess question I have is, are these two-year terms or are they four-year terms?
Four-year terms, but you alternate every 2 years. There's a different position. This is District 2.
Okay.
So this year, Lori Kinnear will be running again. Last year was Brian Beggs.
Okay. And that's interesting. So they are four-year terms, and it's two and two. And how many districts are there for Spokane City?
Three districts, District 1, 2, and 3, and I'm in District 2.
Really? Just three for the size of the city?
And there's two council members for each district.
And so how do they split it up? Because I'm going to tell you, it cannot be representative. Do they just do big, long strips from the south to the north?
It's designed very unique based on voters who vote Democrat, voters who vote Republican, to see which way we could sway the election.
Okay. So how does that lay out in a map perspective?
District 2 goes from Brown's Addition, kind of all the way around the city to the Upper South Hill.
Okay.
Where District 1 is the eastern part of east of downtown through Hilliard area.
Okay.
And District 3 would be part of downtown all the way through Indian Trails.
Up to 5 miles.
Up to 5 miles.
Okay. So one would think that probably District 3 should be owned and possessed by conservatives.
Absolutely. District 2 is more progressive. It's a harder area for a conservative to win in. But I have name recognition now, so I think they know who I am, so okay. I want to run again.
Okay, good. Interesting. So you would think that they would break out the city a little bit more and allow, because there is definitely a difference between what's north of the river and what is south of the river.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can actually see how what they're doing in Spokane City with this road diets or traffic calming, because I had a special show about just the traffic calming, that they are affecting the north-south access from the north side into town. And I don't see them affecting any traffic on the south side.
I feel for the businesses on Monroe. We need to make sure we get out there and support these businesses during this road construction, because it's going to be hard for them to keep their businesses going when you can't get there.
Oh, sure. And, well, there's going to be that period of time where they're just going to have a big hit in revenue. But I truly believe that there's going to probably be more blight, because some people are going to say, you know what, this is going to take this much time and we're not going to have any revenues. I don't feel like I need to float the city any money. And so businesses may either take a hiatus. And I don't know what's going to happen to the property owners. What are they going to do when all of a sudden businesses are saying, well, we're going to kind of let this go? I think that's going to pose some problems. But the real problem is, to me, the long-term effect is the effect of productivity that this is going to have on folks that need to get into town. And there's, you know, Crestline. And what is the other north-south route that they're supposed to affect? They're doing Monroe now. Isn't there one more that they're going to be doing?
I'm not familiar. I do know they want to do 29th and Ray area, take that from three lanes to two lanes, or four lanes to two lanes.
Okay. Well, that's up on South Hill.
That's on the South Hill.
And
so that's going to hurt us.
But so I've seen people say that, but I do not see that anywhere in the projection. I was thinking, what's next? Are they going to close down Maple and make that a two-lane? You know, because those are just literally one ways, almost like division. And I mean, it almost makes as much sense, because why not continue to hurt those people in the north? And I have, if you understand the whole impetus behind traffic calming and DOT, they're trying to change the behavior. They're trying to force people into mass transit and giving up their cars, because that is the behavior that is unacceptable to the government. And so I would think that the people of Spokane would recognize, you know, this is just bad stuff, and we, you know, we got to undo all of this, unfortunately, at our expense, because the federal grant money that we've spent and we have to do this now, undoing that will have to be at our expense. And so anyway, we've digressed. So,
well, you won't be able to get downtown to do business because it's too hard to get here.
Right.
So you're going to stay away from downtown and just shop at your local stores farther north.
Sure. Ah, you're kidding me. Northwest Boulevard is the next one.
Maybe.
Interesting. I was just handed a note, and it says Northwest Boulevard might be the next one. That will affect a lot of people, too. And that actually goes right by the VA. And you would think that the VA and those folks would say, hey, you can't do this. Anyway, is there federal dollars in the roadways or anything like that that affects the VA?
Because matching dollars.
There is. Yeah, because it seems like there's an inordinate amount of potholes on that Northwest Boulevard and Assembly, that roadway right there, compared to the rest of town. And I guess they're just, you know, trying to squeeze the federal government for more money and then using it somewhere else.
Well, look at the east-west, what I call the trolley, the train or the bus system. They want to go from Spokane Community College to Brown's Addition.
It
looks like we're losing our funding, federal funding, for that project. So that's how are we going to pay for that?
Well, and yeah, I'd like to see us get actually out of accepting unconstitutional federal dollars and doing all of this stuff. And in doing that, we can actually get rid of the government regulations, because every time we take money from them, it comes with strings attached, and it constrains us more and more, and we become more and more dependent upon them. And I just would like to get the big axe out and cut that teat off. Anyway.
I agree with you 100%.
Enough with the metaphors. What I would like to ask you, and we're really close to break, is when you got into this campaign, I know that you were working really hard in getting endorsements and so forth. And so what was your greatest frustration, if you could just kind of boil that down before the break, and we can let people kind of ruminate until we get back from break, because I'd like to go into the details of some of those frustrations and getting endorsements, because there are a lot of splinter groups in Spokane. I should say the Republicans and conservatives are really fractured and factionalized. So what were your frustrations in getting endorsements from all these different entities?
I guess the biggest frustration was when I went to Better Spokane.
Okay.
Asking for their support.
Okay.
Their endorsement. And
okay.
I was called a right-wing activist, and you would never win. You don't have name recognition. And
okay.
They're out collecting money from businesses. When I talk to business owners, oh, we gave our money to Better Spokane, but we're going to vote for you. We're going to support you, but we still gave our money to Better Spokane.
Okay, so I know, thank you for jumping straight into into that nest. But what about the Republican Party? I mean, I know there were some frustrations. Did they even support anybody before the primary? Oh, yes, what? We just ran out of time. So, folks, please stay tuned. And Tony's going to answer that question as soon as we get back from our break. And please don't drive off the road while you're waiting with bated breath. And here's a word from our sponsors. And again, we'll be right back. Thank you very much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is the improvement of your overall health by working with a dentist like Dr. Tracy in developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program that for every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, they will give you $50 off your upcoming dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. They also have a tiered reward program. Give them a call and ask them for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Okay, so we're back, and we were just talking with Tony Keepy about, I think it was cross-stitching. I'm sorry, I'm just throwing him off here. We were just talking about his frustrations in getting endorsements, getting out the gate, because I know that there were some organizations that really held off on who they were going to endorse until way too late, especially in your particular campaign. But you rattled off the Better Spokane. And so what ended up happening there?
Better Spokane put $16,000 in Andy Dunow's race.
Now Better Spokane...
He's a Democrat, too.
So Better Spokane, let me get this picture. This is an organization that espouses what? Anything better?
They want conservative principles in the city, and they want to dictate who is in a city elected positions by supporting candidates. They're out getting money from conservative businesses.
Now, so the question I have is, what is their interest in this? Are they purely philanthropic, or is it that they're looking to have influence?
Oh, they're looking to have influence to change the direction of the city.
Okay, so it sounds to me like they're like a Soros. they're more of a progressive organization that actually doesn't care about individual liberty and individual sovereignty. They seem to be an organization that is, wants to ensure that, you know, are they on contracts? Or do they play for government contracts? What kind of influence can they get with the city?
It's all about the money.
It's all
about need money to run a campaign.
Yep.
I was only able to raise $8,000. I felt like if I had another $500, I would have been in the general election because I only lost by a couple hundred votes.
Right.
And where they spent $16,000 on Andy's race, if I had a little piece of that money, it would have been between me and Brian Beggs. I strongly believe that.
Right. And I truly believe that had it been between a real conservative candidate and Brian Beggs, considering the information about Brian Beggs marginalizing women and women being victimized and beaten for sexual gratification, you know, all of that type of stuff where he was, I guess, in a case where he was defending somebody that was not, they had an article, a periodical or what have you, that somebody refused to actually sell in their store, and he represented the people that says you have to peddle our smut, you can't choose
yes.
not to. And so he defended that organization right before the Me Too, you know, hashtag started with Judge Roy Moore. But I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. Had you been in that race, I think that there would have been a lot of political hay. I think had you had that money, there could have easily been a great opportunity to actually completely expose him. And you know what? He's still vulnerable, folks. In 4 years or, you know, when his term is up and he has to go for reelection, I think there's that. And, you know, it doesn't cost much to do, Lexus background checks on people, $50, $100 or what have you. It is worth doing. And, oh, by the way, if you need a play card, just do what they do. Wait for the last 2-3 weeks of the election. You throw it out there and you let everybody start scrambling, doing damage control. And just teach them how to do their own business, I guess. Anyway, back to the question at hand, though.
Well, one thing about Brian Beggs, citizens need to know you term out in 2 years. But he was appointed and had 2 years, so he gets two more terms, so he can sit on the city council for 10 whole years.
Oh, before he terms out.
Before he terms out.
Okay. And that's unfortunate. So back to this Better Spokane, who are the – I believe the people that own the Davenport are contributors to the Better Spokane. Who else?
Well, Michael Cathcart is the CEO, executive director.
And who is he?
He was involved in the Republican Party a few years ago, and basically he's branched off into the Better Spokane to start this organization to pick out candidates that he wants in the city.
Okay, candidates that he wants. So he's, I guess, falls into what Mike Munchen, I was referring to my interview with him, as a god maker. He wants to be a god maker and a puppet master.
You must be appointed to run. That's the way I feel. If he doesn't endorse you, appoint you, you don't have a chance.
Okay, interesting. And so is he some part of royalty of the Spokane city or something, or – was he born and raised here? I mean, was he Mr. America?
Or? I don't know a lot about him, but yes, I think he's trying to make his name in the city as being the person to go to if you want to run for elected office. At least that's the way I felt when I said, gee, I got to go make an appointment. I got to talk with them, interview with them, and see if I can't get their support.
So let me rant just for a quick second. Folks, I just want you to understand that people like this have no business in American politics. This is exactly why the framers set up a system to allow us to be holding to a constitution in understanding what our limitations are and that what everybody's rights would be instead of being subjugated and or being forced underneath some level of control by some powerful appointment. This goes back to the beginning of the 1900s when they had mob bosses running elections and saying, we're going to coronate you, just like the old Pope used to do with kings. And this just makes me sick when I see this, because if it's not about the Constitution and protecting individual liberty and sovereignty and ensuring that our inalienable rights are being protected, then I don't give a rat's backside. you know, about any of those people. And as a matter of fact, you know, I don't wish them well. I don't. I have no desire for people because they're enemies to the state. These people have nothing to do with trying to make Spokane better. They're trying to make it under their control and beholding to them. And that doesn't make Spokane better. How does that make them better? I don't get it. But anyway, I want to ask you the next question.
Well, one thing, I called all the leaders, I don't remember their names right now, that were part of Better Spokane that were donating, say, hey, look, I'm running for city council, District 2.
Right.
I need your support. We will support you whatever Michael Cathcart says. They all turned it back to Michael Cathcart before they would support my campaign.
Okay. Well, so as long as that's happening, then Spokane is going to be lost. Because what Spokane needs and what Spokane County needs is to get back onto constitutional basis. Now, I talked about this on my show before. I've actually had Stephanie and all the other party leaders of the Libertarian Constitutional Party, and I basically said, if you guys are not rallying behind the most constitutional candidate, the candidate that is willing to stand up to federal tyranny, willing to stand up to corruption and supporting the, you know, constitutional values and principles, then you're never going to win. And you're going to be constantly divided over party management. And that's why the Republican Party is so fractionalized, is because they're chasing issues. When everybody agrees that, no, we want to support the most constitutional, create a vetting process of what is a constitutional candidate, and then live by that process and make it better and better and better so that our candidates and our representatives become better at representing the Constitution and their electorate. That's what we need. We don't need people that are beholden to individuals. We don't need these God makers. That's the last thing we need. That's what the problem is, because the Democratic machine, that's what they do. Anyway, so putting Michael Cathcart and that organization aside, because I guess what I need to do is do the due diligence in looking up, you know, who, because it's out there. I know it's on the PDC of who was contributing to that organization. But you had some frustrations, because I actually met up with you, I think, at one of the leadership meetings with the Spokane GOP, and they were still delayed in supporting you. And so didn't that kill you? I mean, the fact that they didn't support you until practically right before the primary?
That was so disappointing. I first talked to Don Morgan about 5 years ago. What do I need to do? I want to run for city council. I want to get involved, run for political office.
Now, Don Morgan, that name came up before.
He's in the Spokane Valley, so okay. I knew him. He's very, very involved. Well, you need to become a PCO. So, well, what's a PCO? Precinct Committee Officer.
Right.
So I got appointed to be a Precinct Committee Officer. Then I became a district leader for our district up on District B up in the South Hill. From there, when I announced my campaign, I stepped down from district leader, so everybody knew me. All the district leaders, the PCOs all knew who I was, but yet they could only make a recommendation because they won't endorse during a primary election. And I was the only Republican running in my race. There's no reason why they couldn't come out and say, we are going to endorse Tony Kepe for this race.
Right. And with that, I think there's a little stipend of money. I'm not sure how much money the GOP for Spokane County brings in, but I know it's probably tens of thousands. I don't even know what their budget is, but do they actually hand out, you know, good sums to candidates?
No, it's not a lot of money, but what's important is just, hey, I'm endorsed by the Republican Party. Because when I was out door knocking, doorbelling all my neighborhoods in my district, are you R or a D? Who did you vote for? I voted for Donald Trump. He's my president. Well, I won't vote for you. Or, oh, I'll definitely support you now. I couldn't say I'm a Republican. It's nonpartisan. But yet, the Democrats endorsed all the Democrat candidates running for city council.
Interesting. And that's going to create another rant of mine. But I hear some music coming up, which means that we're out of time for this segment. So please stay tuned, folks. We will have Tony right back as we talk about partisan politics. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you.
Okay, so I am back, but Mr. Keepy is locked in the closet, and I will not have him back out to finish his segment with us until next week. And that's just due to the fact that I ended up doing a couple segments more with him, and so we had to span it across two shows. So what we're doing is we're basically cutting it in half so that you can catch the last half of his show next week. Anyway, I want to clarify something that I said that, you know, Spokane is lost as long as we've got this. Actually, as long as these folks like Better Spokane, Fuse, Antifa, Resist, and the rest of these Soros progressive organizations and or these facades that seem to be conservative organizations with progressive policies, I just want you to know that if we're going to take Spokane back, we have to start getting good businesses, good conservative business folk to counter these progressive businesses who are helping Soros win these elections. Whether they want to come right out and say they're helping, I am telling you that what happened in the Keepy race with Andy Donau and Keepy with Better Spokane, they just helped Soros. There's no doubt in my mind. What they did was they just helped ensure that a progressive was going to sit in that position. And they're just trying to buy influence. And as far as I'm concerned, we have no room in our republic for entities trying to buy influence of our government. And that's exactly what they're doing. So I'm in the beginning stages of trying to work with a PAC right here in Washington. And we are going to literally start setting it up. And we're going to start kicking butt and taking names. And we are going to start letting you know who these entities are that are supporting these progressive entities and or facades that are out there, because we have to counter these progressive groups such as the Fuse, Better Spokane, and like I said, Antifa and Resist. If not, they're going to continue helping Soros and Soros' billionaires help undermine our government at every level right here in the Spokane County and within Washington. And so, again, if we're going to take it back, if we're going to take this county back and the rest of the state and the rest of the republic, you know the adage about the old beam in another's eye before we take care of the mote in our eye. So we've got to make sure we start taking care of our backyard first before we start worrying about somebody's beam at the state and in other states and across the republic. So to do this, I'm going to need your help. I'm absolutely going to need some help. And I want to bring businesses together. And so we're going to actually start going after these businesses, and especially the businesses who are seeking a government that is looking to grow our economy instead of our homeless quantity. We are looking for citizens who are tired of being taxed to pay for unlawful folly by government leaders. I am looking for parents who are tired of fighting efforts to bring Planned Parenthood into the classrooms instead of giving their children a competitive education so that they can compete in the working world. I want to see those businesses impacted by the traffic calming coming together to help us make the change that will reverse our fast track to blight. We have plenty of room for everybody to help. What we would need to do and what I want you to do is please email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And if you're willing to make phone calls, if you're willing to drop off flyers, if you're willing to contribute, you know, a little bit of money to pay for the paper and the printing and those types of things, this is not a profit organization. This is an organization that has to literally get money into and supporting those candidates in the marketing of them and so forth, so that we can start countering exactly what these slime balls are doing. And they've been effective in winning. And one of the reasons I've been pointing this out for over a year now is because we're divided. I want us to unite on the Constitution. I want businesses to recognize that it is the Constitution that has created a government for them to come here and be successful. And if they are finding success in buying access and influence with their government, then maybe they should go somewhere else. We have 37,000 businesses in this county. And as far as I'm concerned, they can't, you know, we can stand to let some of these folks go so that we can make room for actual businesses that are wanting to help our economy grow and help us turn this area around. So the question I have is, if you're willing to put aside your differences, and when I say your differences, I mean your differences in faith. It doesn't matter, you know, what faith that person is that you're going to have to stand next to. We need to put aside those differences because it shouldn't matter. We need to put our social mores aside. I understand that there are some social mores that will be in conflict with our constitutional principles such as individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And I don't think those people are going to be wanting to be with us standing shoulder to shoulder in defending those. Those people want to see us subjugated and so forth. But there are some minute social mores that we will have to put aside in working together. Believe me, the Puritans and the Anglicans, they had social mores that were different just as well as they had different economic philosophies and feelings. They were definitely, the Puritans did not like slavery. I mean, so all of these things, you know, they may seem like they stem around faith, but they actually, you know, are founded in different factors within how we interact and how we do things as a society. So you got faith, social mores, economics, we've got political correctness, political correctness. We even have race and or culture. If you have some biases, you're going to have to put those aside because we want everybody who is going to stand firm for individual liberty and individual sovereignty involved in this. And if you're willing to support individual liberty and sovereignty, I want you to get involved in this because I want you to feel like you're actually making a difference because you will be making a difference. The other thing I need you to do and need to consider if you want to get involved, are you willing to put aside your self-interest? I'm not making money here. As you can tell, it's not like I have a lot of sponsorships and it's not like I'm getting a lot of support from anybody within Spokane. And that is pathetic. I think that Spokane has plenty of people that I believe really do support the content of this show and the principles of this nation. And I can't understand why people are necessarily hiding, but I do believe that, as I've talked about, I'm not a fan of these marketing agencies that are literally leveraging political correctness and stay away from this type of stuff because individual liberty and individual sovereignty is bad. The Constitution is no good, apparently, according to these types of entities, because they don't want to make an issue about the Constitution. And to me, that's pathetic. So anyway, if you are willing to put aside your self-interest, this is not about you. This is not about me. This is about getting Spokane and its government and leaders centered on the Constitution. This year and the next few years are critical if we're going to start undoing the progressive policies our local leaders have chosen to install instead of fulfilling their oath of office. This goes much further than the city council, and we have to begin holding all elected officials accountable to their oaths. I want you to keep in mind that when they put their arm to the square, the one thing that they say is that they will support. The first thing they commit to and swear and affirm to is that they will support the Constitution of the United States. That doesn't give them any wiggle room to start allowing them to work with the federal government in undermining the Constitution and violating the Constitution, because the federal government is doing it left and right. And if you've been listening to this show, you can understand that they are the most culpable. And the fact that they're creating programs and giving money to us with grants and these policies and these strings attached, that is all unconstitutional. And so we have to do better. We have to hold our elected officials accountable. And with that, and with your help, we will be reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley, and this is KSBN. I will be back next week with the other half of Tony Keepy's interview. So please tune in, and we will get this done. Thank you so much.